Alicia Weber. Ah, the Weber girls. They were very important in Mozart's life. And the aria that we heard the first half when we were listening about the singer Dorothea Wendling in Mannheim in 1778, this was the same time when Mozart was just meeting the Weber girls. And in fact, the next aria we're going to hear, he probably began composing it during that trip, although the aria wasn't finished until 1788 for Alicia Weber. Now, Alicia Weber was his sister-in-law, but before she was his sister-in-law, she was a very good friend, to say the least. And he wrote 7 concert arias for her: the role of Madame Herz in Die Schauspieldirektor, the role of Donna Anna in Don Giovanni. He wrote the role of Constanza for her in Die Entführung aus dem Serail, but she was pregnant at the time and couldn't sing it. But she went on and sang the role many times, as well as the role of Sextus in La Clemenza di Tito. Now, her voice had very delicate high notes. She had a small instrument, and if you listen to the orchestrations that Mozart wrote for her, you'll see this reflected in his writing. And it was said that she had an expressive tone that goes straight to the heart. And she has a really good diva moment. In 1782, the Italian comic opera was reinstated at the Burg Theater in Vienna, and Alicia was named the prima donna of the Italian troupe. She only lasted for 8 months because of disagreements over salary, roles, and missed performances. She was a diva. And if we think back to Nancy Storace, she started at the Burg Theater in 1783. So that diva replaced this diva. If only they had People magazine in the 18th century, this would have been on the cover, I'm absolutely sure of it. But alas. So the aria we're going to hear, Asenchel, was the last aria that Mozart completed for Alicia, and the aria is considered to be one of the most difficult vocal pieces that Mozart ever composed.